Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Podcast.
On this podcast, we too thoughtful.
That's a thing that I do. Yeah, Shira was mad about that too. On this podcast, we too thoughtful, non-mystical hosts. Wow. Today started with so much promise.
Yeah.
And now we're here. On this podcast, we too thoughtful, non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That host who interrupted me at first, but then kind of fell into line, was Ben.
And that other host who really stumbled at the start, but now is here, is Kevin.
Yes, it's me.
I was going to cut all that out, but now I feel like I have to leave all the stumbling.
Yeah, so when we were going through that, I kind of figured that you were probably going to try to cut it out. And I was like, oh, I'm going to make it so Ben doesn't cut this out because it was good content.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be perfect. We're amateurs, Ben.
We're amateur tarot artists, not amateur podcasters.
I'm amateur. I'm not getting paid for this. I know that Brian is doing something with you under the table, but
kickbacks and pyramid schemes and trickle down
economics.
Yeah. Yep. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, we're here for another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod. Here's what we're going to do.
Well, can I pause for a second here and just let the listeners know that we've changed locations?
Oh, yeah, we do need to do that.
Yeah.
I sort of was so wrapped up in a lot of other things that I forgot about
that. It's okay. I mean, I understand and, you know, I know where you were going with it and wanted to get down to business, but we have moved to your lovely dining room.
Yeah, we're out of the office.
Still the same color green. Is it the same paint color?
Yeah, same paint color.
Yeah, so that is actually really nice. And there's just like plants and, oh, Eating Animals by Jonathan Safran Foer.
That's over there.
Great book. Great book. He's got a couple other books too.
I've only read that one.
Yeah, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close is one of them.
I've heard of that.
There's another one that was made into a movie with Shia LaBeouf that was pretty good.
Okay.
It's a good aesthetic. We have a little bit more room to roam. I like it. What do you think?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we ended up here as a consequence of Julia's working in the office. And she said we could be in there, but I felt like maybe that would be weird.
Yeah.
So I put us out here. But it's nice. I mean, it was a pain to get all the stuff out here.
Oh, snap. Grab the candle. Dude, behind the... there's a candle.
Oh, there's a candle.
Holy God. Oh, man. We forgot. I made Julia bring the candle in here. Because we always record with the candle, but we had moved the computer, and that could have been bad.
Yeah.
I enjoy that candle, too. It's a good smell. It's the one that smells
watermelon
like
watermelon lemonade.
Watermelon lemonade. It smells like Hubba Bubba.
Yeah, we're in the new space. I like it. It's brighter. It's a lot. I think it's better. It was 5 extra minutes of work to get the stuff out here, but maybe this is a permanent change.
I don't mind it. I think that's a good idea. We can see more. Stuff is going to pop into our eyes. We should probably tell
them what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the traditional format.
One.
This is on you. You normally talk about this.
Yeah. The performance review.
Yeah.
And that's when we look back at an episode from 2 weeks ago. We see how we did.
Yep. And then we do the meat and potatoes of the show, the spread. We have gotten one question from someone out there in LOL land. That's a mouthful. Say that 3 times fast.
La, 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 la.
Yeah. That sounded demonic. We've gotten a question from someone out in LOL land, and then we're going to answer it using the tarot, but we do that in a very specific way. We draw 3 cards, and then in the order that we draw them, we have the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% of spiritual will guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome. Say that 3 times fast.
I cannot.
Neither can I.
After we do that, we have the card of the week.
That's for everybody, lost and found lols. And then finally, we have the outro.
Which we usually compare to landing the plane.
We get into the sauna stuff.
The sauna stuff. There are a lot of bits that come out of that area. So keep listening during the outro. It's kind of for us, but really there is some good information in there.
And then there's the fun at the end.
The show after the show.
Sometimes there's a show before the show too, when I feel like it. Yeah.
There's definitely a show before the show for us.
Yeah.
Where we're like, man, the microphone should be on right now.
Always.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the show. However, I did sort of forward this with the fact that like that's the traditional outline. I have to say, Kevin, we must have done a good job 2 weeks ago because we didn't get any commentary.
Yeah. I mean,
people were posting stuff in the group, but nothing that we could have done better.
And I think that's just a testament to how well the performance reviews have been working, and we've really been taking the criticism and the advice seriously of the LOLs and applying it to our shows every week.
Yeah.
So performance review, A+, pat ourselves on the back for taking the constructive criticism and growing as podcast hosts.
Perfect. So that was our performance review this week, even though we never technically went into the performance review zone.
We don't need to.
No, because...
I do like hearing my auto-tuned voice.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay.
Okay, so I guess now we have to go ahead and just get into the spread part of the show. Unless we have other business to discuss out here in the foyer.
Yeah, I think before we do this, I'm a little concerned as to where Queerance Corner is.
Oh, like, how are we going to go to there?
Yeah.
Do we need to go back into the office?
No.
Into the corner of the office?
I think we say it, and then...
We just see where we end up.
We see where we end up.
It's magic. Okay, should we say it together?
Yeah, on three.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Queerance Corner. Hello.
Well, this is where we are.
There we are.
Okay, it all worked out.
It all worked out.
Through the magic of... saying Queerance Corner, we made it.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, we are here, and this week we have a question from Nick. And I'm going to read to you the full question from Nick.
Oh, man, do I need to dig myself in? Like, yeah. Is this going to take a while?
Yeah, strap in. Nick says, can you tell me my future? End of question.
Wow. So, pre-advice, no.
Good pre-advice. Yeah, we can't.
I mean, that's kind of not how the nature of this show works. So,
but a lot of people think that.
Yeah. It is kind of, it's interesting when people ask, you know, oh, you do a tarot podcast. What's going to happen to me in the next 10 years? It's like, well, that's not, you know, sit down for me real quick. Let me pour you a cup of coffee. Let's talk over the tarot cards real quick.
Yeah.
And I don't really even know that much about tarot, but to the average layman, I know a lot about tarot.
Yeah, you know a lot more than most people.
Yeah.
And in fact, at your birthday party, we busted out the cards.
We did.
And we were doing some readings.
You did a read. I was just kind of standing there.
Describing the cards. You were doing a great service.
I know, but you see, in person, describing the cards doesn't really work because people see the cards.
And they're so like, my I know, job,
I had to like walk away. I think that you tried to replace me too.
I did? Oh, yeah. 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 What was her name?
Annie.
She was really into it.
Yeah.
Unlike you, who's just kind of like...
Somewhat into it. Yeah, Annie. She's like into moon phases and
yeah.
Does yoga training and stuff like that. Very spiritual person. So I could see her being into it.
So no, we can't tell Nick the future. But what we will do is we will draw the standard three cards and just tell him about his life. What's going on?
I don't really know. There's no background here. So do we need to make some background?
If you want.
Yeah, let's just draw the cards and see if we can do that.
Here's your ear tick shuffle.
Down, down, do your dance.
Good.
Good.
The problem with auto-tuning that is you said it over me shuffling, so I...
Well, you don't have to auto-tune that part.
Okay. I did too. I don't know why I did too. It's just that kind of day.
Because you didn't want me to interrupt your shuffling?
Here we go. The cards are shuffled. We're going into the past. Flip. 10 of Cups. We've already done it. Game over.
We've already done the 10 of Cups.
No, I just mean like it's a good card. And so we should just stop.
Oh. We have already done this card, though.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember. It was one of my first ones.
All right. Well, go for it.
Yeah, it was. Never mind. We have done this card before. So it is... The 10 of Cups is what looks like a family... standing in the foreground with the mom and dad are holding each other with their hands up in exultation while two children are playing like ring around the rosy type stuff to the right of them. And in the sky are 10 triumphant looking cups in a rainbow, but it's not actually a rainbow. It's just two colors, but a rainbow is the best way that I can do to describe that. Very harmonious and looks very peaceful and happy and like we finally made it here type card.
That's good. I like the harmonious was a good adjective for this. So the 10 of Cups is really what you were talking about. Like, we've made it. Because that's what this card is about. Well, the cups are about sort of emotion and love. And what you have here is you have a happy family. They're standing here. There's like their house in the background and their field. Their kids are playing. There's a rainbow. Everything has come together and worked out in that sense. In terms of Nick's future / his reading, it seems like in the past year, he's had a really successful time in the land of relationships.
Way to go, Nick. Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, we have no way to verify whether or not this is true.
Nope.
Which is maybe the best of all possible worlds, because then we're just giving a great reading.
Yeah, because it's true.
Yeah. Nick's going to call in and be like, I just got divorced, and...
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
We have some very successful sort of emotional relationship journey that Nick has just completed. Into the present. Flip. The Magician. One of my favorite cards.
I like the Magician. So the Magician stands at an altar surrounded by flowers on the ground. He is pointing with his left hand to the ground, and his right hand is raised to the sky with a candle in it. And then in front of the Magician are the cups, the pentacles, the swords, and the wands. So all of the suits. And then the Magician also has that infinity symbol that we
should... Lemniscate.
The Lemniscate.
See, the performance review is working.
There you go, above his head. So I know a little bit about the Magician. I mean, it's the connecting of the spiritual and the earthly realms, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're nailing it.
Yeah. See, I'm learning.
Yeah, the Magician is... Like, the Fool is starting his journey and doesn't really know what's about to happen and is blind to the consequences and is just getting going. Whereas the Magician is the next step on that path. He has all those swords and other implements of the tarot on the table because it's a metaphor to say that he has all the tools that he needs to start his journey or to act on this idea, which is also what you're saying about the spiritual and the real world of taking an idea that he has and making it into a reality, where the Fool is sort of blindly starting this journey. The Magician is now more actively and seriously embarking on it.
Wow.
And so I think coming off of this relationship victory in the past, maybe that was occupying a lot of Nick's time, sort of thinking about his relationship and trying to get that into a good place. And now that it's in a good place, he has the last piece of the puzzle that he needs to take action on some other big project in his life.
That's a cool card for the present.
Yeah, it's full of potential. You know, anything can happen now.
Yeah, but it's unlike the Fool, where the Fool is just kind of like going into something. The Magician's ready to go into something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like
they've maybe done a little bit more research and have the things that are necessary and like the right mindset to be successful at it. Whereas the Fool doesn't really know if he's going to be successful or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so the Magician is the sort of next step. And cool. So I think maybe the future card could give us some indication of what zone this new endeavor is in.
Yeah.
The future. Flip. Ace of Wands. Okay.
So, yeah, the Ace of Wands is like the other wand cards that I have so aptly described, is that spirit in the sky type card.
You mean the other ace cards?
What'd I say?
You said the other wand cards.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other ace cards.
I knew what you meant.
Where it's a hand in the sky holding a wand, floating above a valley of some sorts. I always like the wand, or I'm sorry, the ace card. I keep calling it that, the ace cards. But I think it's because we just preface by saying, what realm are you going to be good in? Or, you know, what's it going to be relating to? Whereas now we're in the wand realm, so.
Yeah, at first I drew this card and I was kind of thought it was weird because the Magician is, we were just saying, you know, you have all the stuff that you need to get started. So I was expecting a card that was maybe higher up than the wand card.
Yeah, I can understand why you were thinking that.
But now that I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, actually, the ace card is the perfect card to tell us what direction this thing is and represents, you know, where the Magician, even though he has all the tools and has done his research, He still hasn't taken the first step. He's just ready to take the first step. Whereas the Ace of Wands represents physically actually moving forward on that thing. And so the Ace is actually a perfect card here because it's saying that it's just such a linear story that we're telling of the relationship stuff in the past has been dealt with. And then the Magician, now you have all the things that you need to get started on your next project. And in fact, you're going to get started on that next project. It has to do with wants. It has to do with passion. It has to do with something that you're really excited about.
Yeah, I think, you know, we kind of made fun of the question, can you tell my future, in the beginning. And I almost want to say, like, the cards are kind of slapping us in the face and saying, like, it's not a stupid, there's no stupid question for tarot because...
Just stupid tarot readers.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, this really did lay it out for us kind of, you know, in a very, because I think, like, in my mind too, you have the Magician, like, oh, what's the way future gonna be? You know, he's gonna be a king or something, or, you know, that'd be really cool. But in reality, like, in the limited knowledge that we have of Nick and of the situation, these are telling us, yes, follow your passion, and you're ready to follow your passion. You have, you know, you've tackled that relationship thing, and you have that's that, under control.
That support structure behind you.
Right. And exactly. Now it's time to follow your passion.
Yeah. So you're right. We kind of got slapped in the face.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah. Thanks, cards.
Thanks, Nick, for bringing us to this point. I thought this really came out well.
Yeah. It's another one of those readings where I'm like, oh, the Lyles are going to think that we're just planting cards.
Yeah.
But no, that's just like the thing that keeps, you know, bringing me back to tarot, where it's like, yeah, you can talk about kind of anything, you know, like, I don't know. It makes me appreciate it a lot.
Yeah. And because we're sort of on this philosophical discussion of predicting the future, I feel like it's appropriate to say,
well, so on this thing about predicting the future, and we kind of mocked that, it's like, that's not what the tarot cards are for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not for predicting the future, but in regards to what you were saying, when you flip over the cards, and people think that this is what's wrong sometimes with the tarot, is that whatever you flip over, it's quote unquote right, or, you know, you can somehow relate it to the person's life. And I've read tarot for people before who sit there and they cross their arms and they want you to do a cold reading and say you're going to get $1 million next week, but they feel like if they give you any information, you're going to be able to use that and put it back on them and make it seem like you were predicting the future, when really you're just sort of gathering information from them and spitting it back. But honestly, I think that's the whole point, which is that you get this information out of people and see what's resonating with them. And then it's not about predicting the future, but rather saying, you know, have you thought about what's going on in your life in this way? Like, maybe Nick didn't realize he was ready to embark on this passion project with the support of somebody, you know, this person in his life that's now in supporting him. But now that we've pointed out in this way, that's resonating with Nick, and he can say, oh, I was hesitating to pursue my dream to be a DJ, but you're right. You know, my partner has been saying that I should do that, and we just got married, and now I feel ready to do that and take that step. And then it's not predicting the future, but helping him see what's going on.
Right. Yeah. And like, and the other part of that too, is that like, you would do that in a normal conversation with a friend that was just coming to you and being like, hey man, like, what do I do in this situation?
Yeah.
And I'm like, all I'm doing is giving you my opinion of the situation without the tarot cards. And you're taking the pieces and applying it to your life, or saying, man, that's BS. Like, you do that in just a normal conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just pre-advice.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That was deep and awesome. And I loved it.
Good. All right. Let's get out of here.
Thanks again, Nick, for your question and helping us have a great conversation.
About the meaning of tarot.
About the meaning of tarot and what it means to us, and getting real deep. Usually we're pretty light and airy, but that was good.
Yeah. People will cut that part of the podcast out and say that was where we peaked.
It's all downhill from here, Ben.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. We got a doozy for you next week, so.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, or teaser.
Teaser, not a spoiler. Teaser.
No spoilers. I was going to wait till the outro so to say more about that, but we'll come back to it. Just to tease it more.
Tease it. Tease the outro?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
So now we are venturing into Card of the Week land. Ben is... Oh, I forgot my
Small I was hands just tarot. Thinking that too. You say that because I was just dropping the cards, but yeah. You're right. You forgot your Tiny Hands Tarot.
Tiny Hands Tarot. I don't think that's the name of it, but it is the name of it now. So
TM.
Gosh, cut that part out. We need to make it. So anyway, we're going into Card of the Week. Ooh, Card of the Week is so full of potential because we can see all of these different people that are passing on the street in their cars or walking, and the Card of the Week is for them.
Yeah, they don't even know. I mean, they might look into the window and see us doing this microphone thing, but they don't. We should open the window, honestly.
Somebody open up a window. Sit down, John. No, 1776. It's a musical.
Hamilton?
No.
It's different?
Yeah, there's a musical called 1776. It was like Hamilton before Hamilton.
Oh, I don't know that one. Yeah. But I don't know the songs in Hamilton either.
We're not going to open that can of worms because I will be singing here for hours.
I mean, I want to see it. I just couldn't get tickets when it was here.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Is it?
I went in Chicago.
Okay.
It was easier to get tickets in Chicago.
Here comes Card of the Week. Flip. The World.
The World is...
Now, this is a card that a former co-host of this podcast hates. But I'm going to let you form your own opinions of it.
Okay. Well,
shouldn't have said that.
The World is a woman in the middle of a circle, which I'm assuming is representative of the world. She is holding two of those candlesticks that the magician is holding. And in the top left is a woman. And in the top right is an eagle or bird of some sort, maybe a duck. In the bottom right is a lion. And in the bottom left is a Taurus or goat. So, yeah, the world. My hopes are not high for this one since you've told me that a previous host did not like it. So
we'll get out Alan. Alan
I forgot.
Incredibly long hopes for this one.
A woman is placed within a wreath of olive leaves. The leaves signify victory over the struggles one has undergone in order to reach a positive conclusion to the situation in question. The woman's body is in the shape of an Egyptian Tau cross.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. In ancient times. Wait, ancient times. Is that like
Tarot times?
Tarot times or pre-Tarot times? All right. The Tau cross was a measuring device used to create the right angles of a square. The square is associated with the planet Saturn and the sign Capricorn. The symbolism indicates foundation and completion, a base from which the querent can proceed even further in life. The woman is holding two wands, indicating that she has a mandate from heaven to continue on her path and create her life. The wands are also symbolic of the two primary pathways of creation, evolution, the right hand, and involution, the left. The four figures in each of the corners of the card are the same as in the Wheel of Fortune card and have the same meanings. These are the four fixed signs of the zodiac, indicating that the qualities of strength and determination of purpose have been well earned. The querent may now step forth armed with the power of personal achievement.
Okay, that's good. Let's cut there.
Yeah, I don't have any more.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, mastery is the primary principle.
Okay, I was waiting for Alan to continue on, but that was actually a very concise summary.
Yeah, he did a good job on there.
Yeah, okay, so this week, completion and success. Right? Mastery, completion, mastery, yep. Success. You did it. Congrats. Woohoo.
Yeah, that is kind of like a nothing burger of a card.
Yeah.
Right?
That's like, why some previous co-hosts don't like it.
All right.
I don't have a strong opinion either way.
I will say, though, that the world card is on page 69 of the book. So
nice.
There's something there.
That was That's card of the week.
Jinx. All right, now we're going to land the plane.
And let's put down the wheels.
We're going to put down the wheels. I want to thank Nick for the question. That was very nice of him to ask that question.
Yeah. And
helped us realize some things about ourselves as well as tarot cards.
And brought us to the peak of the show.
Yeah. It's all downhill from here.
All right. Thank you very much to all of the laws lost and found this week.
Let's have a moment of silence for the lost laws. Do you like how I let you thank the Lols this time because I've missed it a couple times.
I thought it was weird that I was going to do it.
Uh-huh. I did that on purpose.
Okay. Yep. Well, I got it.
Yep.
You're trying to test me, but I knew.
I wasn't trying to test you, but, you know, it worked. Anyway, you can find us at amateurtarot.com. There you can ask questions. We'd really appreciate the questions. We love reading people's questions here. I'm going to see how many times I can say questions in this one little part before I pass it to Ben.
Well, I was just going to say, wasn't there somebody at the party who said they were going to ask a question and then they didn't? Or somebody's girlfriend?
I've only been doing this for about 4 months. Mm-hmm. And the amount of people that have told me, oh, I'm totally going to ask a question and haven't, is unbelievable. I'm not like complaining or anything. I just think, you know, all it takes is like you can text me the question.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? It's really easy.
You can tell it to me and I will, it won't be word for word, but I will give it to people.
But if you can't tell Kevin, there's the website. And also, if you don't know Kevin's phone number, there is another phone number you can contact, which is 314-325-6047. And at that phone number, you can leave us a message. You can leave us a text message. You can... That's it. Those two things.
You can do those two things. It doesn't have to be a question. You can just call in and say hi.
Sure. You can call in like Kevin called in last week to say that he wanted to apologize.
Yeah, that was my bad. You can also find us at facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot. In there, you can share memes. You can get in on the performance review stuff and tell us where we've been bad or tell us where we've been good.
Or say nothing and we'll just assume we did great like this week.
Correct. Also, if you haven't already, just jump on there and find the thread where it says where you're from.
Oh, yeah. Roll call.
Roll call.
We got Mexico, so we're checkmate on North America.
Yeah. North America is on lock. That's ours. What up, NAFTA? North American Free Tarot Association.
That's so good. There's so many good titles for this episode, yep. But I feel like that's the winner. Oh, that's really good. We need to make like hats.
NAFTA.
Or t-shirts. Yeah, NAFTA.
Yeah.
North American Free Tarot Association.
I like it.
All right. Kevin's got a Twitter at Scouts Tarot. I've not visited, but I have to assume it's just an egg and no tweets.
That is 100% correct. But I have 10,000 years to make something on there.
Okay. So. You keep saying that, but.
Are we still within the 10,000 years?
I mean, yeah, but.
Okay.
All right.
Oh. Ben has a website. It's called I'mMakingAllThisUp.com.
I don't post there either.
Yeah, but you have 5 years of content.
True. I have a backlog.
There's a difference. I mean, you can follow my regular Twitter. I think it's like at HeyCarnold or something like that.
Do you post stuff there?
No. Sometimes I retweet stuff.
But you have content.
There is some content. Okay. It's not good content.
But there is. It's not just an egg.
Correct. You can see what I've liked. I mean... There's nothing controversial on there. I mean, I haven't gone through in a while, but.
Yeah, watch out for your old tweets.
Yeah, it's a lot of old tweets that are like, let's go Blues and let's go Billikens.
Those didn't age well.
No.
All right. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That would very much help us out. Other people would find the show. That would give us continued reason to do this. I mean. The listening laws now are continuing. The found laws now are a good reason to keep doing it, but it's extra incentive.
I have noticed that we have been like moving up the search bar when you type in amateur T, and I like really want to get ahead of amateur traveler podcast.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's this week, help us beat amateur traveler podcast.
Yeah. So that's what I'm gunning for. Item number 9 is the last thing on our list. And as you know, item number 9 is thank you too.
Yep.
Ben, do you have anything to thank this week?
This week, we're going to thank Sesame Street for being there in my formative years.
Thanks, Sesame Street. Sesame Street's had like a big week, I feel like. I feel like have I heard they? Them on NPR.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I think they're tackling addiction issues.
Which is cool. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Magic is real. What I was about to say, which I have now lost my train of thought. Let me see if I can get it back. I don't remember.